This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome back to Cottage Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Goldman. Joining me right now is Jan Chenaeus and Mitchell Porter returning to the show. In this episode, we're going to give our initial reactions to a controversial, and I'll say controversial, 1-1 draw for Fulham against Preston North End. There are a couple of controversial calls that we'll get to in this initial reaction show. If you're watching live, feel free to share a comment. We will ask you who's your man of the match. Feel free to share it. And let's let it go, guys. All right. Giannis, I'll go to you first. Give me your initial reaction to what we just watched.
I'm actually speechless. It was a scruffy game. I mean, we played well, I thought, first 25-30. We got the lead. And then Preston, they're very difficult to beat at deep down. They're a really workmanlike squad. They work their way back in that last quarter of the first half. And I thought they played very well second half. We looked really off colour a lot. A number of players didn't play well. The ref didn't exactly endear himself with a few of the decisions. And in the end, I'm thankful he got the point and we get the hell out of there.
Exactly, Giannis. At the end of the match, you know, I was just thinking, let's get out of here with a point. I knew it was going to be a tough match, even though I predicted 3-1, Mitch. I did think it was going to be tough. It proved itself out. Whenever Fulham go up there, it's very difficult because that's a credit to Preston North End. Give me your thoughts. You and I were talking about off air. You are very frustrated by this result, so let it rip.
I'm frustrated at the fact that, you know, Frankie messed with the game again. You know, Chet Evans scored in the last game, and I think it was only right for him to start the game. But, you know, we put in a struggling Sean McGuire to start the game, and I think that's where it really started to go wrong for us. From the beginning of the game, we didn't have the physicality that we usually have up front, and Sean McGuire was not able to break by Tosin Adarabayo and basically all of the Tim Ream and the Fulham defense. I'm also frustrated at the fact that, you know, certain calls didn't go in our favor, like the Anthony Robinson's first tackle on Tom Barkhuizen. I think that should have been a straight red. You know, he's cutting back in. He doesn't have the ball. He can't see Robinson. He comes blindside, takes his legs out, and almost injured him. And, you know, we saw a lot of horrible tackles on both sides. And
yes, both
I
sides.
Think even though Preston are very lucky to get a point out of this, given the goal that was allowed, I think it was just a very frustrating game from my point of view. It just wasn't a game that the fans of Preston would be very happy with.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. Since you brought it up, let's talk about the two controversial calls, okay? Because there are two of them. Let's start with the first one. You mentioned the first one. So, Giannis, I was going to mention it in the show, but since Mitch already brought it up, we might as well tackle this one first. Let's talk about Anthony Robinson. And there was also a challenge in the first half that, again, I thought was a little bit reckless for Preston North End, if you remember correctly. I don't know if we would call that a red. But this one, I'm asking you, you know, you are a coach. Anthony Robinson gets a yellow card, but should it have been a red card? Let's take our Fulham hats off and let's be honest. What do you think?
I think it was a red.
Okay.
I think it was a red. It was a dangerous challenge. It's a scissors challenge. Barkhazen's fallen very, very awkwardly. I think if this is in the Premier League and it's VAR, I think they go upstairs and they give that a red. I think he knew that. And it's sort of funny because he then did another challenge after that. A little bit more awkward. And if he didn't get the second yellow for that, it was a miracle. So I thought it was, I thought the referee was poor anyway.
Okay. I agree with that. And I don't like talking about the ref, but I think he's a factor here.
And actually, I'm going to have a go at Marco Silva. I've had very few goes at him. But
go ahead.
With that challenge, I mean, it was a horrible challenge. That's where I would have brought Joe Bryan on. You know, because he's just a moment away from getting a red.
I don't think Joe Bryan was actually in the 18.
Okay, no, then I missed the thing. So then that'll tell you probably. And it's funny because thinking about it now, we looked so off color in the especially second half.
Yep.
You can see that there were players that were not. No, I mean Mitro looked slow. Ream at halftime walking off looked like he was in trouble. Adebayor didn't look great. So I think there's still some sickness in that squad. But Robinson. I mean, he's a great athlete, but his discipline sometimes is wayward, and I thought he was a very lucky young man.
Okay. I'm going to share a couple comments from the Fulham supporters on this topic. Ross Nuttall, never a red card, but then the flip side from Stefan Robinson, a straight red, no question. So again, you can look at it a couple different ways, and that's why I wanted to share both comments there. And, you know, it's funny, I'm also going to share this comment. Stefan also says initial reaction, a game of two halves. I agree with that. Totally agree with that. But let's now just talk about some key moments in the first half. Trust me, we will talk about both goals because the other goal in this match, I think it's not a goal, but we'll talk about that. And Mitch, you can share your thoughts on that when we get there. But let's talk about the first half, Giannis. And I thought Fulham dominated the early stages of the match. I want to say the first 30 minutes. Now, Tim Ream scores. Tim Ream never scores, but Fulham are very good on set pieces. They've scored a ton of goals, and they scored here. Thoughts about Tim Ream scoring?
But first goal in nearly 4 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Lovely crossing from Seri. He's there to tap it home. And at that point, I'm thinking, okay, maybe we can kick on, get a second one and win it. But the problem, again, as I've said at Preston are just a club that... and a team that just don't give up. That was the words
I was just thinking to myself. Yeah, they never gave up throughout the match. Mitch, that's a testament to your side. Keep going.
And I did say to my wife, we were watching the game, and I said they've got Chet Evans on the bench. I hope they don't bring him on because, you know, A, he can score goals, and B, he's got an edge about him. It's an interesting
history.
Oh,
he certainly does.
If you look at his history and what he's had to go through. And I agree about the Maguire thing. I thought that was a little bit of an odd decision. I was relieved. But Rhys Jakobsen had a good game as well. And
he was very good for them, too. He was dangerous the entire match. Dangerous.
Yeah, I thought we lost in midfield. I thought we lost in midfield, Russ. Yeah, the midfield, I thought, is where we lost it. We needed someone like Kearney to come on, to be available, to come on and calm things down. They took over the midfield. In second half, they let's be honest, they sort of ran us ragged. So
let me ask you this, Giannis, because we're talking about the midfield. And in the preview show, Mitch and I did, and we talked about the match would be won or lost or there would be a draw, right? It would be determined in central midfield. Yeah. And key for them was Alan Brown. Key for us was Jean-Michel Seri. I don't think Jean-Michel Seri was as influential as he could have been, Giannis.
No, he looked off color as well. I mean, I thought Harrison Reed was okay. But part of the problem we had is that Cavaya tried too many flicks and tricks. And in a game, I mean, I think he works hard off the ball, but in a game where you've got injuries and illnesses, you really have to try and hold the ball up and get the ball wide. I don't think Wilson, they did a very good job of covering Harry, but he didn't really get a lot of joy. And Naiskins didn't get a lot of joy either. And Mitro's first touch was sort of letting him down. And you could tell he wasn't at the races. So we really needed Cavaya to hold the ball a little bit, you know, a bit longer, looking for pockets of space. And he didn't. And so I think Reed had a good game, but midfield wise, we didn't get going. And credit to them, they did a very good job closing space down. And
that's right,
tackles went flying in. So you know they worked hard for their point.
Okay, and as we've been talking about, after the goal, Fulham still were in the ascendancy, but could not get that second goal. And I want to say the last 15 minutes, full credit to Preston North End, because they grew into the match. They got confidence, because I don't think Fulham really gave them too many problems to get that second goal. So they were feeling it, and they were really getting into the match. And that actually extended into the second half, Giannis. And it's funny, because I'm going to throw this up, and I'll go right back to you. Because it, for me, and I saw a lot of comments at halftime, it felt like the Coventry City match all over again. I was fearful in the second half. It didn't really go that way, honestly. But it could have, you know, with Fulham making some errors. But did you feel that Fulham just didn't do enough in the first half? Or is this more to do with Coventry City? I can't believe I just said that. Our friends at Preston North End for what they did.
No, I give it to – I mean, you got to give Preston credit. It's easy to say, okay, we're top of the table. We should be thumping teams. But there are certain teams where you know that away from home you won't get – you'll get small change. And then if I turn around and say, well, we should have won it, I'm lying. It'd be discreditable the way Preston played. I thought they worked very, very hard. Yep. They probably – I mean, the goal came when it did – in the manner that it did, but I can't fault the fact that they deserve the equalizer. They played well enough, and they.
If you look at it that way, right.
Yeah, they took it to us.
For all their determination, even though I don't think the goal should have counted, you can make the argument that they deserved the goal. I understand where you're going on that. Let's now talk about that, because I'm getting a lot of comments about the controversial goal from Chet Evans, and I've watched this back a few times, and I'll share some comments from the Fulham supporters. But, Giannis, I'll go to you first, and then, Mitch, I want your thoughts on this as well. I don't think this should have counted. I think if there was VAR, this never would have counted. And because, again, I actually think it went off of the arms of two players. And, you know, and you can clearly see he uses his arm to get the ball in the back of the net. It shouldn't have counted, but you could also say possibly – that Anthony Robinson should have gotten a red. You think he should have gotten a red? There's a strong argument for that. So does that equal this off? I don't know. But the goal, if we're just putting it in a vacuum, this goal shouldn't have counted, Giannis. But I'll get Mitch's thoughts too.
Yeah. I knew there was a – well, firstly, there were two problems. Firstly, that the Fulham players surrounding Cavanagh, the ref. But the second one was that while Mitro was talking to him, you could tell that the ref was having doubts. Because he was talking to his assistant.
That's what I thought was going on, Giannis. I thought this was going to get overturned. I actually really thought it was going to get overturned.
But the thing that, I think the assistant referee might have been unsighted. I think the person in the best position was probably the ref. If it's a VAR call, it wouldn't have been given. But I mean, Preston can't do anything about that. I mean, it's in the net. They can only take what they're given. And it's just, you know, as Arsene Wenger would say, you have calls that go for you. You have calls that go against, and they even themselves out. It's one of those calls where we go, well, it shouldn't have stood. But then we could very easily say we could have been down to 10 men. I don't think the ref was good today.
No.
He let a lot go. There was a lot of petulant behavior from both of the teams. I thought Mitro could have taken a yellow in the second half of just bundling it. You could see what he was up to. Hijinks. Chet Evans was his usual Chet Evans self. There was a lot of niggle and what have you. And I think midway through the second half, I think the ref lost control of the game. It's getting a bit fractious. But given all that, 1-1, you know, you take it.
You take the point, Giannis. Absolutely. Okay, Mitch, I'm going to give you your thoughts. I want to get your thoughts, not give you, get your thoughts on this situation, and then I'll share some comments. We actually have a ref in England who's a co-host of the show. He's got his thoughts as well, but I want to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I'm just going to say thank you to the ref. You know, he really bailed us out throughout the game, but as you guys were saying, I feel like we deserved a goal. I don't think in that manner. Okay. Like, ever since once Sepp Vandenberg got booked in the first half, I think that's where it changed, because I think Preston, the players got mad at the ref, or at least mad at Fulham, and they started trugging along. And, you know, when Chet Evans came on, I feel like he channeled that energy. And even though he did something that was illegal along with Emil Reese on the two handballs, I think it was definitely deserved a goal, maybe not in the fashion that it came in.
Okay.
But, I mean, I still think we're very lucky to get a point. You know, that first 30 minutes was very stressful. But after that, we seemed to be in control. We settled in, you know, we played the, you know, like the EFL, you know, like shithouse kind of football, you know, sorry for my language, but we just held the ball and we just fouled in order so they couldn't get on net. And I think we just took the chances that we could get.
Okay. Excellent stuff. All right. I'm going to share a comment from Steve Lydiard. Like I said, Steve is a ref in England. And this is Steve's comment. It's not a debate. Goal shouldn't have stood under current law. Steve, if you're listening, I definitely want your thoughts on Anthony Robinson's yellow. I think the three of us are in agreement that it should have been a red. I want to hear from you. So if you're still watching, please feel free to share your thoughts and I'll come back to that. But, you know, it's listen, we're talking about the controversial calls. Ross says the ref bottled it on the goal. Yes, I agree with that. But like we're talking about it and we're trying to be fair here, Mitch. And I agree with Giannis and I agree with you. Did you deserve a goal, whether it came this way or not, just in general? Yes. Yes. You deserve the point from this match. You know, I don't know if I would go to the point and saying you deserve the victory, but I would say that you deserve something from the match. And, you know, fair play, like I said, to Preston North. And I knew it was going to be tough, Giannis, getting back to this. And we should have totally expected it. I expected it. Okay, so here's Steve Lydiard. Red on second viewing. Looked a good tackle at first viewing on TV, although strong. And Steve's a ref, and when Steve tells me that, I tend to go with what Steve had to share. Okay. All right. Guys, all right, to finish up talking about this, Mitch, I'm going to get your man of the match, and Giannis, I'll get your man of the match for Fulham, and if you're watching live, feel free to share your thoughts on man of the match.
I think it's pretty obvious. It comes down to two players. I believe that Sepp Vandenberg could be up there. You know, even though he got a yellow, he was very strong. When Tom Barkhuizen got injured and got taken out, he filled in perfectly. He took that right wing spot and played it amazingly. Great offensively and defensively. And another player that is also obvious, Chet Evans. I think he's up there for man of the match, you know, even though he got the goal.
Yep.
Although it was illegal on second viewing.
Yep.
I think that Chet Evans should be up there because once he came in, the game switched. It was like a light switch. As soon as he came on, everything flipped and it was all in Preston's way. But for Fulham, I would have to give it to Tim Ream. You know, he played amazingly, scored the goal. Yep. You know, he did everything he was asked for and more.
Stefan says man of the match, Tim Ream. Giannis, how about you? Who was man of the match?
Well, I think, I mean, on the Preston side, it's got to be Chet Evans. I mean, as I said, he worried me sitting on the bench. I thought he's going to cause us trouble.
And he did.
And for us, I would say, I mean, I thought Harrison Reed had a good game, but Tim Ream, but I will also say Tosin looked way out of sorts.
He
did not have a good game. He
did not at all.
Not at all. He looked off the pace. He was okay in the air, but his passing wasn't great. He mistiming something of his runs. I don't know whether it's because it's his second game back from the suspension. When Marco Silva gets back to Motspur Park on Monday, I fancy he's not going to be a very happy bunny, because I know they got illnesses and what have you, but there are players that weren't ill. And I think what typifies the game for me was Knockhart. Knockhart comes in, of course.
Comes
I roll
on at the end of the match. Yep.
I'm rolling my eyes thinking, oh, here we go. and again, it was here we go. Like, just this, really, honestly. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised Billy the Badger wasn't on the bench. I think Billy might have beaten a couple of their fullbacks, because Knockhart doesn't have a, it's not happening for him any time this side of Christmas. But Chet Evans deserves a lot of credit because, man,
he gave us
absolute fits, and he was mixing them up. And one of my favorite bits of the game was when he went head to head with Mitra. Mitra being, you know, him in his shit housing. That's actually funny. Now that I think about it, this is where we really miss a player like Stefan Johansson. You know, he's a little
we're going back to Johansson. Wow.
He's been playing brilliant for QPR.
He has.
He has.
I know how much you love Stefan Johansson.
Yeah.
And I know the fans do too. And maybe there's an argument that in certain matches we miss that type of player. It's very interesting you say that, Giannis, because we're talking about the play in the midfield. We could have used someone that could have taken control in central midfield.
Yep, for sure.
Very interesting stuff. Okay, I'm going to share some comments. We got a ton of comments here. So I'm going to try to share as many as I can. Let's see. Showtime 53 says Rodak or Doi. Steve Lydiard, man of the match, is Ream. And he also follows that up. Tosin, I would have taken off.
Yep, agreed.
Let's see. Stefan McIntosh, man of the match, Ream for sure. A lot of Reams. Very interesting. You guys are going to appreciate this one. This is from my friend Steve Reynolds. Man of the match, the referee for proving that the championship refs are still pretty awful. I would agree with that. Mitch, I don't know how much Premier League you watch, but there's a huge difference between championship and Premier League. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, just I was watching two games at once. I was watching Arsenal versus Newcastle, and I was watching Preston versus Fulham. There's obviously a huge disparity, and you know, there's only so much you can do to train a ref to be good. But I definitely think they should be trying because, like, I feel like I could be a better ref than half the championship refs out there.
Okay, very good. All right, we got so many comments. Very good, and I appreciate all the comments from the Fulham supporters who are joining us live. Okay, to finish up, I want to get both of your final thoughts, and then we'll wrap up this show. And Giannis, before we go, I'm going to mention this. I'm going to try to have a couple of shows next week because there's a certain manager coming back to Craven Cottage that we're going to have to do a couple shows on, Giannis. We'll talk about that in the near future, but I just want to mention I plan on doing a few shows, hopefully, on the upcoming match against Bournemouth. But before that,
don't you mean Bournemouth?
I love how you say that, Giannis, because I'm bored when I watch Bournemouth. So Bournemouth, I actually like that. That's great. I'll have to use that. Okay. Mitch, I'll go to you first. Final thoughts before we go.
Very, very scrappy game from both teams. But I do think it's a very, I wouldn't say deserved point, but like you could definitely make it, you could say why Preston deserved a point from this game. They were always in it, except for the first 30 minutes. They're very lucky to get a point out of this, given the illegal goal. And even though we weren't really fearing relegation this year, that draw takes us 10 points above the drop. So, you know, that's a good place to be at this point in the season. And even though we got lucky, I still think that there needs to be a change at Preston, whether it's the management or the ownership. I still think there's a huge change because even though Fulham is a great team and they're top of the league for a reason, we're just not improving year on year or game by game, and it's quite frustrating.
Okay. Very good there, my friend. All right. Giannis, your final thoughts, and I'll share mine as well.
Well, Preston North End have been an enigma the last few years. I mean, they're a difficult team to play, and you always feel that they should be there or thereabouts. They're one or two signings away, but they deserve the point today. We can't, I mean, I know illness, ill injury notwithstanding, refereeing decisions notwithstanding. 1-1 was the fair result.
Yes.
Preston gave a very good account of themselves. We just have to lick our wounds and get ready for Bournemouth on Friday. That should be a good game. And the return of Potty Skarka. And see if I know probably Mitra's going to be eating raw meat every day from now till Friday night. Start.
He's going to be ready for that, Giannis.
And you know what? It would be brilliant. I'm hoping this happens. I'm so hoping that Scotty picks Marcondes. Please play Marcondes. Just do it. I want a repeat of the playoff final when he grabbed him.
I love that, Giannis. Okay, my final thoughts. Giannis, thank you for sharing this. They do involve Scott Parker and the return of Bournemouth. And I just want to share this graphic here. looking forward to Bournemouth. Okay, so I'm looking forward to that, and we'll see what happens. Yes, I got that from Giannis. Looking forward to Bournemouth because they bore me every time I watch them play. They're just, again, it's Parker ball. It's the return of Parker ball to Craven Cottage. I cannot wait for that. But as you said, Giannis, we lick our wounds and we go forward. And the next match, it's going to be huge, man. And I'm looking forward to it. Before we go, Mitch, I want to say thank you for coming on once again. You did an awesome job. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. And, you know, if you guys want some tips on beating Bournemouth, just call up Frankie McAvoy. I think he'll be able to help you guys.
Okay. Okay. Well, well, I don't know if Marco Silva will be asking him for tips after this match, honestly. I don't think that's going to happen. But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Okay. Well, Giannis, as always, thank you for doing the show, my friend.
Always a pleasure, sir. I'm going to settle down for the 10 o'clock games.
Okay. Come
to Coventry.
Right. Well, let's wrap this up. For my co-host, Giannis Chinaeus, and our very special guest, Mitch Porter, I'm Russ Coleman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.